Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame class, Mariano Rivera Mo, walks into Sandman, Metallica every game, 100% of the vote, the first player ever. Is that not right? The first player ever to get 100% of those greedy, selfish, insane, honestly, voters that always screw everyone, right? They'll like screw guys that deserve it. They won't even give that to.
Yeah, I think that this year they fell under a little bit of pressure. I think that that's what happened. Look, there's probably 50 or more guys that could have also had 100, you know, percent of the vote to go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, the list is long, right? I mean, Ruth, Mantle, Aaron, you know, keep going and going. Tom Seaver, Ken Griffey last year. There's plenty of guys who could have had 100%.
Do you think Griffey should have had 100?
I do, too. Absolutely. Last year he had the whatever it was, 98 point whatever. Here's what's going on now. Because of what happens with social media and all this stuff, I think it scares people off. I think it scares people off from being the guy who didn't vote for him and they're going to get destroyed by all the people. I really do. You didn't have that problem 10, 15, 20 years ago. Nobody cared. They put their vote in. You barely even knew who voted for who.
Right.
Now, everything's on the internet. Who'd you vote for? When'd you vote
for them?
Where do
you live?
Where do you live? What are you doing? And then what happens when you do something that the public doesn't like? They attack the hell out of you on social media.
What about that ref in the Saints game? You think he's safe?
Same thing. It's a different day we live in, and it finally has crashed onto these voters. They don't want to be the guy who says, I can't put a guy in at 100%. Nobody's going to do that now.
Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, and Mike Messina join Rivera in this year's class. Clemens and Bonds make up a little ground from last year, each moving up a couple of points to 59%. And is it worse for Bonds and Clemens, or better? Only 2 years left on the ballot. Mafia said it was longer than that. I thought it was 4 years left they got.
Well, they have two or three. There was a seventh year, so I think they get 10, so they get three more, right?
Well, there you go.
Schilling's got one more than them.
Okay, so here's my question. He said he, coming in, that he didn't think, that the first reaction was that Messina shouldn't be in, and I thought he should be in without a doubt, and I thought I had a problem. I could have left Edgar Martinez out.
Yeah, I'm half and half on Edgar Martinez. I get it, and I wouldn't have had a problem if he wasn't in. You see, the problem now is, and we talked about this in December.
I respect that he's in, but I wouldn't have
the
cared.
The dopey panel that put Baines and Lee Smith in the Hall of Fame, they've now opened the door. Pretty much anybody who gets in now, you're not going to have a problem with, because if you put those two stooges in, then pretty much everybody is allowed.
Right.
So now if Harold Baines is in, then Edgar Martinez has to be in.
So Baines and who was it?
Lee Smith.
And they get in with these guys?
Yes, they'll be in the same class as them.
Talk about the teeter-totter. You got the heavies over here, and then you got the disaster on that side.
Right.
Give him Todd in Knoxville.
Hey, guys, I just want to call in and talk kind of about the same thing about the Hall of Fame. I've got a real problem with what's going on right now with the Hall of Fame because, first off, when you put Jeff Bagwell in last year, you opened Pandora's box for, above subpar offensive players to be put in. How in this world is it possible that Fred McGriff, who is seven home runs shy of 500, hasn't been put into the Hall of Fame yet?
Not only that, he won't get in because I think he just failed in his last year. I think this was number 10. Isn't that what you said to me, Mafia? He's out now. He's not even close. What was he at, like 64% or something? Was that about right? Not even? 30-something. He's not even close, so he's out. And Fred's a good friend of mine. I love him, but I agree with you. The fact that, what did you say, Baines and who's the other one they let in? Lee Smith?
Well, Baines and Lee Smith at that dopey panel put in a couple months ago. They ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. You know, I've argued, I think, on this show, I don't have much of a problem with Lee Smith that much, to be honest with you. Harold Baines, I would say no way. But you know, he's in. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks anymore. If, first of all, if you don't have the power to, you know what I mean, make that decision. In other words, all of us, you, me, others, that have no power and no say in it and no vote and no chance to vote, at some point or another, you just have to accept the fact that you need to shut the Pharrell up. I mean, you just don't matter. I don't matter. You don't matter. Our vote doesn't matter. Our opinion doesn't matter because we're not the ones, let's face it, controlling that destiny, right? So at some point or another, it's the same thing with the Saints fans. They're putting up billboards. They're signing petitions, things of this nature. Let me tell you something. At some point, filing lawsuits, civil suits, at some point you need to realize that you're a tool and you're going to lose, and it's not going to change the outcome of the game, and you're going to be watching the Rams in the Super Bowl. Secondly, same thing with the Baseball Hall of Fame. I agree with you, Todd, that Bagwell and these numbers and why is that guy in and blah, blah, blah. I get it. I'm with you. I'm down with you. But since you and I don't matter at all in the process, it's time to shut the Pharrell up. No one cares what you think. You can sit there and cry all day on sports talk radio, right? It's not going to change the fact that Harold Baines is getting in, or Bagwell got in, or that, you know, some people would say Edgar doesn't deserve to be in, or this or that. Messina, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Does Holiday, did they let it in, him in because he died? Or the 203 wins, right? Or two Cy Youngs, that got him in? I mean, you're going to tell me that Messina doesn't deserve to be in with 270 wins, but this guy with 202 gets in? You know, you could sit here and argue this stuff literally until the world ends. That's all there is to it. And it's not going to change the fact that they're going to get in or you're not going to be happy, right? It is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.